The second half of Sefer Shmos discusses the different aspects of the building of the Mishkan, which followed the Jews throughout the desert. When the Jews entered Eretz Yisrael, the Mishkan had a number of stations, until it finally ended up behind us on Har HaBayis, Yerushalayim, Eir HaKodesh, when Shlomo HaMelech built the Beis HaMikdash. Those stations were Gilgal, Shiloh, Nov, and Givon. The Mishnayos in the last parak of Zvachim delineate all the halachos of the korbanos that were brought in each of these locations. Where were the korbanos shechted? Where can the korbanos be eaten? And the Mishkan in Shiloh had a unique aspect that we don't find by any of the other Mekomos HaShechina. The korbanos of Shiloh were eaten b'chol haroeh. This is a machlokes, Rashi, Rambam. Anywhere that you could see the Mishkan of Shiloh, or anywhere, any place that you can see the city of Shiloh. And the Gemara asks, what's different about Mishkan Shiloh that you can eat the korbanos b'chol haroeh? Every other Mishkan has a different set of rules where the korbanos had to be eaten. Only Mishkan Shiloh had this special feature that the korbanos can be eaten b'chol haroeh. And the Gemara over there in Zvachim Kuf Yud Ches explains that Shiloh was in the portion of Yosef HaTzadik. Because Yosef HaTzadik sanctified his eyes, he didn't look at a woman that was not his. Therefore, Mida Kineged Mida, the Kedushas Hariyah extends to his Mishkan, and anywhere from where you can see Mishkan Shiloh, the korbanos can be eaten. We see from here the tremendous importance of controlling one's eyes, watching one's eyes, being Shomer the Einayim, and the schar for doing so is something that is eternal and can impact for generations and generations. May Hashem help us that we should be able to use our eyes only for appropriate purposes and use our eyes for Kedusha.
All right.